On the show today, we have United Nations Federal Credit Union's very own Tom Kurian and OAS Federal Credit Union's Carlos Calderon talking about the upcoming United in Sustainability Credit Union Summit. That's going to be next week, November 15th and 16th. This online conference really takes the credit union mission to a whole nother level, and we talk all about it in this super compelling and very interesting conversation with Tom and Carlos. So check it out. Everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And we have a very international program for you today. And let's do some introductions before we get into the topic. Right next to me is United Nations Federal Credit Union's very own Tom Kurian. Tom, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Michael. Thanks for having us on.
Oh, you're very welcome. And then right below us with that super cool background, I love it, Carlos, is Carlos Calderon from OAS Federal Credit Union. Carlos, how are you?
Oh, Tom, I'm doing great. Thanks for having us too. I'm looking forward to the session.
Indeed, indeed. So today we're talking about the Credit Unions United in Sustainability Credit Union Summit. That's coming up November 15th and 16th. That's like next week, guys. It's right around the corner. Oh my gosh.
Thanks for reminding us, Mother. Yes.
Yes, I know. I know you guys are probably eating, breathing, sleeping this stuff right now, getting down to the wire.
Excited,
so
very excited, Michael.
Yeah, excited to talk about this. So Tom, yeah, I'm gonna fire away with you first question. So give us a quick overview of the United Sustainability Credit Union Summit taking place next week, because I know we did an interview on it last year. So for those who want a refresher, give us a quick update. What's going on with this?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is our fourth annual United Sustainability Credit Union Summit. It is on November 15th and 16th. That's Monday and Tuesday between 11 a.m. It's a two-day virtual event. You're not going to take your whole day. It's only between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m., 2 days filled with really exciting information for credit unions interested in sustainability, corporate social responsibility, diversity, equity, and inclusion. We're going to have a really great summit sharing ideas with best practice thought leaders from all these industries and from the credit union industry. And really looking forward to it. It's exciting. And we're having a lot of great momentum year over year. So I think this is another important event and kind of one of the more important ones, I think, in this space for credit unions to attend to get some value out of.
Yeah, you mentioned other industries that'll be involved in this. Can you just name a couple of other industries that will be involved?
In terms of expertise, we're going to have expertise from the United Nations. We'll talk a little bit about that, I'm sure, because of our affiliation, of course. We have access to some great thought leaders in the United Nations space. We have consultants and sustainability practitioners. And we're going to have the real important thing, Michael, though, is we're going to have credit union leaders, right? And I think that's the real important thing. You know, we've talked about it last year. It's native to the way credit unions operate. Very collaborative, really open, sharing best practices. I think that always, for all the kind of really star-studded expertise that comes from the broader sustainability in the United Nations world, I think people really enjoy the interaction with credit union thought leaders who are really trying to make an impact in these areas.
Yeah, and this is going to be a truly international event too, and we'll get to that in a little bit. But speaking of credit union leaders that will be there, we have one in the midst right here, Carlos Calderon, again from OAS Federal Credit Union. Carlos, what is your credit union's role in this event? I understand that you guys are going to be the co-host, and you actually were there at the first one 4 years ago, and you were hooked from since then.
I actually was at the second one.
Oh, the second one. Okay, my bad.
And it was such an event. It was small, only maybe 20 people tops. But the concept and the program was overwhelming, and I just loved it. I love the fact that we were talking about something good for the environment and the world and our communities, of course, a way for that they broke it down to our level where I could find ways to implement some of the strategies from day one at our credit union, not only a business side, but also on a personal level. And then beyond that, we started to see how this is not only a good cause for the environment, but it was also a very good business opportunity for credit unions, because we talked about green investing, other products, lending, and then you start developing some of those solutions that not only hit your heart, but also touch your pocketbook, which for credit unions you have to think of the bottom line. Right. And I also think this goes beyond that now, because as we want to be able to be sustainable as credit unions in the future, we got to think of the next generation of members.
Oh,
who are they? Of course, the generations that love what anything with, to do with environment, and we got to show, we got to be the leaders and show what are we doing for the environment. So I saw the opportunity to be, for us to be the leaders in the industry for them, not only for today, but for the next generations as well.
Yeah, the opportunity is definitely there, and you're so spot on with that. The younger generations, if it's not, it's actually really affecting a lot of people now, no matter what your generation, but those younger ones, they really seem to kind of grasp and take hold of the climate issues that are going on right now, the environment, all that type of stuff. So yeah, and to attract those folks to credit unions is such a huge benefit to our industry, because we need to get younger. As we know, our membership needs to get younger. We all know that very, very well. So this is a great way to bring those folks in. And speaking of that, Tom, so who can attend this event and why should they check it out?
So the event is opened to anyone in the credit union industry. We're really interested in credit union employees who are in many roles. I mean, we've had people from Carlos, CEO, executive level, love to see that. But we've had people from marketing, we've had people from ops teams from the credit union industry. We've had credit union associations as well. I think it's anyone who is really interested in making an impact and an impression. I think Carlos kind of said so much about the value, who's interested in connecting with their community, their membership, connecting with their employees. I'd say, I don't even know, Carlos, if you felt that as well in your own organization, that when employees feel engaged on these issues, these higher issues, they're even more engaged, feel even better about your organization. I know employee retention, this is something we hear about a lot in the general environment. But I think, hey, people who really have mission and connection to their organizations also can gain a lot out of this, because this credit union event will help credit unions really crystallize how to be a good actor, how to use that to be good for good business, but also how to make a real connection that is very natural to where credit unions fit in the financial services industry. I think we talked about this a little last year even too. It's like our natural differentiator, right? It's the thing that we can compete and naturally win when we talk about being, you know, kind of corporate social responsibility first, being like that really good, trusted actor in the financial services industry.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up the mission, Tom, because I was thinking this takes the credit union mission to a whole nother level when we're talking about this type of stuff. And I think credit unions are happy to grab this torch and run with it. Is that kind of what you look for as well, Carlos? I mean, this is something that runs a lot deeper than the original mission.
That is correct. And it really fits very well in the mission and the vision of for credit unions. And also what brings it together for us, I believe, is that the co-op movement and the concept of cooperation. Now we can all cooperate and make this a true event that's going to have a large impact, as opposed to each one of us working on our own. So this is fantastic.
And Carlos, I'm going to stick with you on this one. So how has it, because you've been to this event the last 3 years, and this year you're the co-host. And so how has it impacted you and your credit union over the years?
I have to tell you that it's a process that you have to develop, and it's not an overnight success in one, if you will, but you can see the progress and the results, and not only on our own operations. So we broke it down in what we can do immediately at the office. Then we said how we can work and help our own products and services, like lending discounted rates for green automobiles or homes, stuff like that. And then we looked into, and we picked that from the UN the first year I was there, investments, green investments, and looking for investments that are only focusing green. And there are many. I mean, they're not all over the place, but it's something, if you look for them, you will find. That makes a difference. And then you can engage your vendors and third parties and just ask the question, what is your sustainability statement? And that only, just that question gets them going. They say, well, we don't have one, we're working on it, but now they know that we're thinking and we're looking for that. So we'll say, we usually would say, well, one of the criteria that we're going to use in our decision-making is, what is your position on sustainability? So that makes them think more. So, and small steps, nothing huge.
Oh yeah,
but you get there.
But a lot of small steps make a huge leap eventually. So if you just keep going, it makes a big change for sure.
And then we just decided to form our own green committee at the credit union.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
A standing committee that reports to the board. So that's new. So we know the commitment's there.
Oh, what a great idea. Oh, my gosh. See what this is doing, Tom? I mean, my gosh, hey, Michael, such great ideas like this.
One thing I really want to bring up that I should have said in when you first mentioned it, it didn't occur to me until Carlos was speaking. Really, any credit union, anywhere they are on this sustainability journey, can get value out of attending the summit, right? So if you're just starting off and you haven't really done anything, I will talk a little bit about some of the tools we've built at the summit about how to help credit unions. We've created a journey map for them, depending on where they are and how they can get the best resources available to help them on that journey. So if you're just starting out, you're just trying to build some awareness all the way to advocacy, you know, you're really kind of pushing this through your, to the industry. So I should tag that into the, when you asked me, anybody at any point on this journey can get value by attending the summit.
And and speaking of that, I mean, can you share some of the highlights or some of the events, activities or topics that will be discussed? I mean, we've already talked about some of the industries that we'll be there representing, but what are some of the topics or other activities that folks can expect?
Yeah, we'll have conversations from, as you know, we have COP26 is going on right now. So we're going to have some UN representation literally virtually dialing in from Scotland.
That's amazing. That's going
to
be cool.
Just to give us an update, almost like a direct correspondent, on United. I think one of the values I think UNFCU brings is our connection to the United Nations and having access to those experts in these areas. So we're going to have United Nations, the environmental program expertise from COP26. We're going to have representation from big partners like Inclusive. We're going to have DEI, some DEI credit union expertise. We're going to cover a lot of topics that are around the broad sustainability mission, both environmental, social, and governance, right? How to actually do this in a way that is transparent.
And credit unions' role in all of this stuff, for sure. And I'm glad you brought up the climate conference, COP26. So does this coincide with it at all? Or, I mean, again, you're going to have a live correspondent from Glasgow reporting. What else?
I think we're going to have that, but I think what's really important, I think what you're hearing out of COP26, a lot of what I'm hearing out of it is, you're seeing governments trying to make these statements about where we are and their goals they want to make. But what is also happening out there is that the private sector is actually taking the leadership. Carlos mentioned procurement decisions, financial decisions, investment decisions.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, they're leading the charge, right? And while we're seeing a lot of political action, governmental action, hugely important to get that support, but it's actually being driven by, a lot is being driven by the private sector. Mm-hmm. And that's, credit unions have a very natural way to support that. So, we'll get the expertise out of COP and what is happening and where we are in terms of greenhouse gases and where we are in terms of climate impact and degree changes. I think we're looking at 2.5, right now. That is
where we are. I've read that too.
So we're going to get into some of, we're going to get into some of that as well. But more importantly, I think what is the greater theme is that this is a collective cooperative endeavor, right? For us to be successful here, we have to do this together. And there's a humongous spot for the private sector. And I personally think the golden opportunity for credit unions to operate where, to actually win and compete where it is natural for us to compete, where our values are centered.
Yeah, definitely. And Carlos, what are your expectations at this year's event next week? What do you expect to take away and keep moving your credit union forward in this area?
So my expectations and our team's expectations are to continue moving the ball forward and making and creating more awareness among credit unions, our industry, and probably beyond, if you will, in certain areas that we want to partner, because we won't be able to do this by ourselves. But if we can get more of the credit union establishment behind us, more credit unions participating, some of the academia, and we continue to do that, I think we have made some progress. We are going to be, this year, I looking at the agenda, we're looking at topics much more deeper than last year. You know, the level of understanding is greater, and the level of participation is also greater. So I can see the progress from the very first one that I attended to today, and we look forward to that.
Yeah, I see this. I see this snowballing. I think this is. I think you guys are just scratching the surface here, Tom. Because I just really see this snowballing in the ensuing years, because these topics are so top of mind right now. Because they've never been more prominent, I think. So I think you guys are. Your timing is impeccable here.
Yeah, I think it's our opportunity to seize. Right, I really do believe that.
Yeah.
I think the timing is there. We're extremely well positioned as a credit union industry because it's our natural position. I will keep going back there. Like, we want to compete here, right? You want to win hearts and minds and wallet share?
Yeah.
Compete on this ground.
Yeah.
About what is the natural reason that credit unions exist, right? To be that responsible, trusted partner in the financial services sector, not just not predatory, but actually a real part of your community.
Mm-hmm.
And who cares about the community first, you know, and doesn't have to struggle between a profit motive and trying to be a good corporate citizen.
Yeah.
We are built to be corporate citizens first, corporate citizens, you know, in the financial services space, right? As credit unions are. We're supposed to be that kind of institution.
Indeed. Hey, and before I let you guys go, Tom, can you discuss some progress made in the sustainable actions in your most recent impact report?
Absolutely. I mean, so again, I encourage everyone to go to unfcu.org to actually in our social responsibility page to check out the report. You know, we've been doing that since 2016, I think was our first report that we put out. We just released our 2020 report that looks back over the progress we made on the goals we set. I think we met 7 of our 8 goals that we initially laid out in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
We made 7 or 8, and we have like a really exciting and ambitious group of 12 new sustainability goals. 6 that are more operational and 6 that are sort of strategic and advanced in terms of innovation. So, you know, I think, as we said, you kind of, everyone brings that journey. When you kind of get along the journey, you find that it is like that snowball effect. And we're looking at the impact report. It is both inspiring and challenging, knowing, you know, one of our big goals is to help the credit union industry see the value of this and really come along and mm-hmm. be like, hey, this is where we need to be.
Right. Yeah, completely.
So, yeah. I encourage everyone to go check it out. It's one of the things also about UIS is that, you know, what we're trying to do here is be very open, right? So, you know, check out that impact report,
mm-hmm.
be inspired by it, copy it. Those are the things that credit unions are not ashamed of doing, right? We are collaborators.
Well,
right?
There's your website too, right there. And we'll have a link to it as well in the show notes so people can get to it too. So we got it all for you here. We got it all for you. Gentlemen, I know you have a lot on your plate because, it's getting close to that time. It's just basically a few days away. So I'm going to let you guys get back to work because I'm sure there's a few little odds and ends that you guys need to shore up. But thank you so much for your time today. And Carlos, I'm going to let you go first on my last question here. Anything else here to wrap up from your perspective? Any final words of wisdom here?
Well, yeah. Couple of things. Hopefully, we'll see you, Michael. We'll see you in person in DC next year at the conference.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, and I do take my hat off to UNFCU for taking the lead on this project a few years ago when nothing was going on then, and they did it. And I'm glad that we're able to join the efforts now and today. And we see the United in Sustainability, something like the DIE or the Diversity and Equity and Inclusion, 5 years ago. People were talking, but no one was doing anything. And today
is
the topic of the day. And I think we're ahead of the curve.
Yep, agreed. Agreed. Tom, any final words here?
First of all, thank you, Carlos. more than for the gravitas he brings, the partnership and the energy. I think it is so natural. Imagine 2 other financial institutions in any other space having this tight association working together like this.
Yeah.
I think I can't really say much more than what Carlos said. I think that this is the time. This is, you know, we have a lot of great information and a lot of great progress that UIS has made that we really want to share. And we really think are going to be really material, like actually practically helpful to get people. It's not just big ideas. It's actual, like, and here are some actual tools, some best practices.
Yep.
This is how we did it. this is, you know, credit union sharing expertise with credit unions.
Yeah, I love that practical stuff where you can just go like, okay, you can really grab a hold of it. And okay, let's get on this because it's right there in your face. So good stuff. All right, gentlemen, thank you again for your time. Appreciate it. Good luck next week. And we're going to get this one turned around for you super quick so we can get the word out there for you. And look forward to seeing you guys down the road.
And if people want to register, Michael, they can go to uisnetwork.org. Okay. And there they should be able to find the UIS Summit 2021 link at the top of the page, and they can find the agenda and the registration link,
right,
and
on.
They'll be able to register for it.
Excellent. And we'll put that link in the show notes too, for sure. All right, gentlemen, thank you again. Appreciate it. And again, good luck next week. Not that you need it, but good luck next week.
Yes, Michael.